ABC Radio Australia.
Staying in Vanuatu, where some questions are now being asked about a project that will see a US company work with the national government there to provide an experimental cannabis-based treatment to diabetes patients. Phoenix Life Sciences International is a healthcare company based in the state of Colorado. It broke ground at the site of their new clinic in the capital, Port Vila, last week. Now, the clinic is expected to provide free diabetes screenings to people in the local community and also offer medication that's made from the marijuana plant to people with diabetes. The company aims to eventually offer their products throughout the Pacific and abroad, it says. But as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, one diabetes expert is concerned the treatment's not based on existing evidence, or some within Vanuatu's health system hadn't even heard about the project.
When Vanuatu's Council of Ministers first passed the policy to legalise medical marijuana last September, little-known US company Phoenix Life Sciences was announced as a partner to develop a medical cannabis industry. Now, just 6 months later, Phoenix Life Sciences CEO Martin Tyndall has relocated with his family to Port Vila and is developing a network of plantations, clinics and pharmacies to provide cannabis and other plant-based treatments. Australian-born Mr. Tyndall was in Arakor Village in Vanuatu's capital just last week at a groundbreaking ceremony for his company's first clinic. And he says he plans to open a number of other facilities across the country.
The clinic there is really the first one in a network of national clinics to be set up in Vanuatu to increase the healthcare infrastructure to allow us to provide the services to the diabetes patients.
Though the cultivation of marijuana is currently illegal in Vanuatu, the government is expected to vote on legislation in April to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act and allow Phoenix Life Sciences to set up a plantation in the country's northern island of Santo. Mr. Tyndall says his company has been working closely with the Vanuatu government to develop this legislation.
We actually started working with the government of Vanuatu on that about 4 years ago. And it was only last year in the September-October period that, A, they gave us the authorization to operate as a pharmaceutical company there, specifically for the extraction of botanical medicines. And that's also when they moved at the government or the Council of Ministers to approve medical cannabis as a program.
It's part of what he says is the company's larger strategy to develop a network of health centres, first in Vanuatu and eventually across the Pacific, that would offer plant-derived treatment for diabetes and other illnesses. He's also in talks to develop a clinic at Villa's Central Hospital.
So that anybody that is, you know, potentially diabetic would go through our screening before they went to the hospital so that we can help take some of that load off.
But the current acting superintendent of Villa Central Hospital, Dr. Tony Harry, says he's unaware of the plans.
No cannabis medication in the hospital, nothing. I haven't heard anything about the clinic, but when we finish talking, I'll be inquiring.
Others are concerned about the health claims made by Phoenix Life Sciences, particularly that cannabis can assist with diabetes. Public health expert Ruth Collegery is an associate professor at the Menzies Centre for Health Policy in Australia and has sat on the Western Pacific Council of the International Diabetes Federation.
I mean, there is actually no evidence currently that cannabis works in the treatment of diabetes. In fact, I think there are very few trials about it, so it's mainly used in palliative care. So I would usually, when you start trialing something or dispensing it, you have some preliminary evidence that it could be efficacious.
Though it is based in America, Phoenix Life Sciences is currently not approved to distribute health products in the United States. However, they plan to import their cannabis-based medication from the US to Vanuatu to begin initial treatment at their clinics. Its CEO, Martin Tyndall, says the treatment could significantly improve Vanuatu's healthcare outcomes.
We really do see ourselves not as a cannabis company, but as a healthcare solutions company.
But Ms. Collegery from the Menzies Centre questions why the Vanuatu government is choosing to pursue cannabis treatments when other options are available.
I think there are a lot of questions that need to be asked and answered. We have very well-proven, affordable interventions for diabetes, you know, both medications, diagnostics, and you know, lifestyle and dietary interventions that we know work and we know are cost-effective. So I'm kind of wondering, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Phoenix Life Sciences aims to begin small-scale treatment in Vanuatu over the coming months and hopes to begin cultivation of medical marijuana once the legislation is passed in Parliament.